It can be tempting at times to make an analogy between a highly advanced artificial intelligence and an alien mind. If it doesn't think like you do, then it thinks alien to you. This may be the case that there is no guarantee that an AI with full machine learning capabilities and a lot of autonomy in its self-coding capabilities could very well start doing things we do not readily understand. And in a sense, this is happening with some AI today already. But that may not be how an actual alien thinks either. Whether that would be a truly alien mind depends on how you define such a thing. Yes, it's not human, nor does it belong in the chain of biological life on Earth. But should an AI ever become generalized and sapient, then it too would still be born of Earth life, and call this planet its home, or at least its place of origin. In the end, all we have to work with is the idea of technology itself when assessing a question like this. A life form that does not possess technology but originates from another exoplanet in a radically different environment may possess a truly alien mind. But a species with science, radio telescopes, space probes, AI, and all things technological would possess the commonality of engineering and science with us. Because it's not us, or the aliens, that defines that. It's the laws of the universe that does. Take splitting an atom. That's not an invention in and of itself. It's a discovered ability inherent to atomic physics, universal to all of space. Technological aliens using nuclear energy will have discovered it, and be aware of things like uranium and plutonium, just like we are. They may not use the technology, considering it either too dangerous or too primitive in the face of things like fusion and energy sources undiscovered by us, but they would know of it, just as we still know of the ability to start a fire with a tinderbox, in an age of BIC lighters. The question is, in the sense of AI and robotics, what exactly would an alien robot look like? This has been rarely visited in speculative science and science fiction. But one area where it has been thought about is in the von Neumann probe concept. The basic reality of these probes is going to be another thing that aliens will commonly know of with us, simply because of the astonishing mathematical reality of the idea. Say you start with a single probe, and you have equipped it with the ability to self-repair and build copies of itself. This is far beyond our technology, but in a few hundred years may well not be. The idea requires long-term thinking, millions of years. But the virtue of that is that a self-repairing functioning AI machine probe does not have the bias of age and death as we do. This is the first point where it may be considered alien. It would be functionally immortal, in that even if one unit of a series of identical von Neumann probes ceased to exist, hit by an asteroid, let's say, its entire programming and record of activities and discovery would be backed up on other probes it communicates with. These are machines, after all. If you have two identical laptops backing each other up, if you spill hot chocolate all over one and it shorts out, then you just move to the other and make use of a cloud of decentralized data to continue your work on researching the history of hot chocolate and the dangers therein. Von Neumann probes can work on this principle too, through disseminating shared information across a network to other probes to back everything up, and respawn a dead member with a newly manufactured body, perhaps in a completely different part of the galaxy, not unlike a Cylon from the early 2000s Battlestar Galactica reboot. But then comes the mathematics that aliens will understand. Originally realized by mathematician and Manhattan Project scientist John von Neumann, he took the cue from the world of viruses and microbes and how they self-replicate exponentially. You start with a few, and with the needed conditions and materials you end up with many, in an ever-growing number, until those resources run out or the conditions become unfavorable. In a machine sense, this would allow a self-replicating, self-repairing machine, basically a 3D printer in space, to essentially conquer a galaxy at comfortable, doable subluminal speeds in only a few million years, with all of the resources of the galaxy available to it. A few million years seems like a lot to a human that only lives 80 years, but it's nothing to an immortal decentralized machine intelligence, especially one that can speed up or slow down its perception of time. Its trip across the galaxy, to it, may take a blink of an eye in its perspective frame of reference. This mathematical reality will be evident to anyone building machines anywhere in the universe. If you can build a robot, you can in principle think of the von Neumann probe concept. That doesn't really tell you what such a probe would look like, other than technological, but you get the idea. What an alien robot would not look like is a human. We have the motivation to build robots in our own image, as it were, in the form of androids, like Mr. Data. We don't always do this. Sometimes our robots look like Mars rovers. But in some cases, we try to make them look human, to get past the discomfort some people have with weird, unfamiliar robots that act human or something like it, but clearly are not. This is a strange phenomenon because few people would fear a Roomba vacuuming while alone in a room with it, but make it very uncomfortable with a vaguely human robot operating a vacuum cleaner, but it is what it is. Another reason for anthropomorphic robots is simple utility. We know a lot about the capabilities of the human body, its advantages and pitfalls. And our form was evolutionarily successful for a reason, and those reasons can extend to robotics. However, it still involves a heavy bias to make an anthropomorphic robot, and it is beyond unlikely that aliens would see the human form as ideal. Rather, their robots may look something like them, and mimic their capabilities because that's what they know. Or their robots will be entirely utilitarian, and look nothing like anything in biology. Or they may have some other motivation in making the robots look like something of religious or cultural importance to them. One area where all of this gets interesting is in the current state of robotics that are not anthropomorphic, yet still take cues from Earth's biological species. One such plan involves what effectively is a robotic snake or worm, borrowing from those forms, in order to most efficiently explore Europa and Enceladus. This robot, controlled by AI due to the large lag times in communication with distant ice-shell moons, is known as EELS, or Exoplanet Extant Life Surveyor, and is being investigated with a prototype by NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Classically, the idea of exploring the oceans of Europa and Enceladus has involved thermal drilling. You melt your way down and into the ocean. The problem is that as you descend, the ice freezes again above you, causing severe engineering problems. Instead of drilling or melting, EELS is intended to take advantage of fissures that we already know are present at both of these moons, evidenced by jets of material venting out of the oceans below into space. So the idea is to design a robot that can enter one of these natural vents, and then work its way downward through the crack. The problem in our era of exploration is that we do not have high-resolution images of the areas of these vents. Cassini's best resolution of Enceladus was about 6 meters per pixel, meaning that we do not have a good handle on the dangers posed to any spacecraft we may try to land on Enceladus or Europa. You can always send multiple spacecraft missions and scout it, but it takes so long to reach these moons that such a process would take much longer than it did with a planet like Mars. Because of this, we may not know what is in those oceans for over a century. So the fix is to make the robot as autonomous and robust as possible so it can problem solve as it encounters issues using its own AI. The worm seems to be the best design for this, and interestingly, aliens may realize this as well, just from mechanics, when they explore their own ice shell moons if they have them. Even if they have no worms, it may be the best form. Just as a Mars rover has no real biological counterpart on Earth. And this sort of architecture in robotics, the worm, would have applications here on Earth and other places in the solar system as further development of the concept happens. Another area that aliens may well realize the utility of is soft robotics. We tend to look at robots as rigid machines, sometimes cumbersome, sometimes scary like a Terminator skeleton, and sometimes gracious and human-like, yet still made of rigid materials. Aliens may be rigid creatures, for all we know. But there is another way. An area where leaps and bounds are being made, the idea of soft robots, and even liquid robotics, not unlike the T-1000 we saw in those films. Aliens will have the same access to the same compounds and metals that we do, thus they too may engage in the development of soft robotics. Here robots start looking very different, and taking on shapes and abilities that either will be nothing like life on Earth, or will mimic other organisms, such as in our case, the octopus, who is almost a liquid animal with no bones. Ultimately though, in imagining alien robotics, utility is going to be a major driving factor in how they look, no matter what. And in that sense, at least what they're doing, should we ever see one, should be evident whether it's mining an asteroid or building something. A robot doing something cultural may not be so clear. But I do wonder, could it be that another commonality here might be in the tendency to study the biology of your world when designing your robots as we do, to get cues from nature and evolution? Perhaps aliens do this. I think the spooky part is if artificial machines also do this, and study life wherever they find it, in order to glean clues on how it could improve itself. Machine learning from biology, instead of biology learning from biology. In the far future, a human robotic Europa worm might be able to study the life it finds in that ocean, if it does, and then take cues from it, and automatically improve itself in situ based on the data it collects on the alien species it has come across. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently creating hype for this coming week's Event Horizon episode. I did not go deeply into soft robotics here, but this week we will be diving headfirst into the subject with researchers from Carnegie Mellon University, who are at the forefront of development into soft robotics for use in everything from space exploration to medical science. It's a good episode. See you there Thursday, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.